House Committee on Judiciary called to order. Today is Wednesday, March 30th, 2011. First item on the agenda is open a public hearing on House Bill 3558.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3558 provides that statutory choice of law rules for contracts apply to contracts in which one of the parties is a financial institution, provides that the proposed change does not apply to civil actions or arbitrations arising out of a contract made before the effective date of the law, and takes effect upon passage.
George Fogg and Paul Cosgrove, please.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, my name is George Fogg. I'm a partner with the Perkins Coie Law Firm in Portland. I know you all are busy, and I know you also are probably somewhat skeptical that a lawyer with a microphone can be brief, but I'll do my very best to do that. I've provided some written testimony to cover my position in more detail, but I just wanted to hit the high points for you. HB 3558 is a small step in increasing access to credit for Oregon businesses. It deals with a technical topic, contractual choice of law. It's very common in loan documents for the parties to choose the law of the state that's going to govern their contract. I represent lots of Oregon businesses, many of them in very large loan transactions involving frequently more than $100 million. And in those sorts of agreements, there's always a choice of law provision. The Oregon statute as it exists today has this exclusion for financial institutions, which creates uncertainty between borrowers and lenders in a large commercial loan transaction. And that uncertainty makes it slightly more difficult to obtain credit, and we'd like to have that uncertainty removed, and that's what HB 3558 does. It would permit parties in a commercial loan transaction to choose the law of the state that is to govern their contract, and it would be clear that that choice of law would be adhered to by an Oregon court. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, sir, are you familiar with the Dash 1 and 2 amendments?
I am.
And so it looks to me like they're the same. Can you tell me what the difference is?
They are very similar. I'm speaking on behalf of the Dash 2 amendment. And what that amendment does is it retains a portion of the exclusion of financial institutions. The portion that is retained is not a portion that relates to what I'm concerned with, and that is commercial contracts.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I had the same question as Representative Tomei, and I was informed the only difference is a typographical error in the Dash 1 is corrected in the Dash 2.
Okay.
So they're otherwise the same.
Chair Barker, Chair Krieger, members of the committee, Paul Cosgrove appearing on behalf of the United Financial Lobby and the American Insurance Association. I was involved in the negotiations that resulted in the passage of the statute 10 years ago. It was a work group chaired by then Representative Lame Cheddarly. And we frankly never intended that the provisions of the law that allow parties to choose would have not been applied to financial institutions and insurance companies. We just didn't want automatic provisions that overrode those choices to apply to those entities. So we're fully in support of the bill with the Dash 2s, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, thank you.
I did have a question.
Okay, question, please.
A little slow about this, and I can either ask counsel or the sponsor or one of our witnesses about the retroactive language here. It is frankly hard to follow it. So I'd like to be very clear on what this bill would affect in terms of contracts already entered into, and I'm seeing except as provided, it applies to all in effect before, on, or after the date. Then it says it doesn't apply to these, and then it doesn't apply to things to financial institutions as defined in U.S. Code effective January 1, 2002. I would just like a brief explanation of what is in, what would be covered by this new change in law, and what wouldn't be covered. And maybe examples are the best way to describe it.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nola, I'd be happy to take an attempt to do that. In the absence of a statute like this, all states have a series of court decisions that determine what laws apply at what times. 10 years ago, we decided to make ours statutory for clarity. And as I mentioned, when we were in that work group, and it was former Chief Justice Lindy and a couple of law school deans and myself and a couple of other folks chaired by Lane Shetterly, what we intended to do in this statute was make clear that when parties choose in their contracts what state law applies, that that choice is enforced by the courts, that negotiated choice is enforced. We didn't quite do that, and Mr. Fogg was correct in bringing to our attention a few years later, obviously, but better late than never, that our intention wasn't fully affected by that law 10 years ago. What the bill does, as amended by the Dash 2s, is make effect that if parties have chosen in their contracts that Oregon law applies, or California law, or whichever law, that our courts will enforce that choice. And that's why I think it's appropriate to have it made retroactive.
If I might follow up.
Right.
So do I understand the effect of the bill with the Dash 2 to mean that if a contract is silent on the choice of law, then the choice is blank,
yeah.
Oregon, but if the parties affirmatively agree to any venue, that they are allowed to do that?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, almost.
And it will be enforced by the court. It will be honored by the courts.
Almost. If it's a blank choice, the bill also has, or excuse me, the existing law also has some factors for the court to choose, which is the state most connected to the transaction, to pick that state's law if the parties have been silent. But you're absolutely correct. If the parties have chosen, that's what the courts will enforce.
Thank you. That helps.
Thank you.
Thanks for your indulgence.
Okay, open a work session on House Bill 3558.
Chair, I move that the Dash 2 amendments be adopted into House Bill 3558.
Representative Garrett moves the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 3558. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 3558, as amended, be moved to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Garrett moves House Bill 3558 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Wisman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Excuse.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye.
Representative Garrett, will you hear that?
Sure.
Please, thank you. And open a work session on House Bill 2361.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chairs and members of the committee. House Bill 2361 was heard on some time ago. I believe, it was heard on 323, and we have okay, thank you for the correction. So it has no revenue impact, a no expenditure impact, and we have a Dash 2 amendment. After the Dash 1s were discussed in committee, and the Dash 2s incorporated some changes to separate two sentences that the committee wanted to make when the bill was first heard.
Okay. What the Dash 2s, it changed a word?
It broke up the sentences such that it was more clear where the knowingly applied and where it did not.
That's available to serve some liquor.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't remember the bill. I know that in previous sessions on this committee, I've had difficulty with language that says has knowingly. And this bill even goes further than it. If you look at the look at the original bill, the left the last paragraph says, we've got knowingly, and we've taken knowingly out. We've put knowingly back in. As a non-professional lawyer, I understand it's hard to say, you know, defend knowingly. How does someone knowingly know something? We've had this test, or we've talked about this word in, like I said, previous sessions in this committee about not putting the word knowingly in there. And this bill seems to go back and forth about putting it in and not taking it.
They left it in there in the one part, and in the dash twos on line 21. That has to do with clerks selling, rather than in the service of alcohol, which this is trying to address on line one on page two of the dash twos. They took knowingly out because that was a difficulty in proving over service in a bar. And Representative Schaffler worked hard with the OLCC and with the Restaurant Association to come to this agreement, because we do have some bars that are problems with serving, and then the OLCC would have a difficult time showing that they knowingly allowed, and this lowers that level a little bit to make it easier to be sure that they're not to stop over service in the bar.
Thank you. Could I have a follow-up, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the Chair, or the Representative Schaffer, saying that OLCC and the Restaurant Association is comfortable with this?
Yes, they are.
Correct. How about the small markets?
Because yes, they are. That's why we took care of that.
So the bill has, some places has knowingly, and other ones
yes,
like may not.
That's right.
So, but they're okay with it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move dash two and House Bill 2361.
Representative Schaffer moves the dash two amendments in the House Bill 2361. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2361 as amended forward to pass recommendation.
Representative Schaffer moves House Bill 2361 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Wisman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Excused.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye.
Motion carries, and Representative Schaffer, would you please carry that after all your good work on that bill?
I volunteered for one yesterday. Yes, Mr. Chair,
yeah.
I will.
Thank you. Open a work session on House Bill 2471.
Chair,
Representative,
I move House Bill 2471 without recommendation as to passage to the House Committee on General Government and Consumer Protection.
For clarification, if I may interrupt,
yes,
chairs and members, the House Bill 2471 was posted on the agenda for the sole purpose of adding subsequent referral. We do have the letter permitting that subsequent referral to be added in the file. A fiscal impact statement did issue just for the purpose of making this movement, if that's what the committee decides to do, and there's no revenue impact.
Thank you. Representative Krieger moves House Bill 2471 without recommendation to the Committee on General Government. Is there any discussion?
What? Is it appropriate to ask?
Oh, I really wanted to talk about that here in this committee.
You're welcome to my committee.
Welcome to my world.
I'll go watch.
Please.
Representative Nolan.
Fine with me.
Representative Olson.
Yes.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Woodman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Excuse.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Open a public hearing on House Bill 20, I'm sorry, work session on House Bill 2678.
Chairs and members of the committee, House Bill 2678 was previously heard on March the 9th. It has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact, so no statement issued. This comes from collection agencies and replaces the cap of $25 for dishonored checks, which has been in place for 20-some years, with a flat fee in the amount of $35.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 2678 to the floor if it do pass.
Representative Krueger moves House Bill 2678 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Wisman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Excuse.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krueger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. Who would like to carry that bill on the floor?
Hello.
Representative Tomei.
Got a volunteer.
Grammar. Open a work session on House Bill 2679.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Krieger.
I'd like to move House Bill 2679 without recommendation as to pass to the revenue by prior reference.
And if I may,
yes, you may
interrupt, chairs and members, there is no revenue impact. A fiscal statement did issue for the purpose of making this movement to subsequent referral by prior reference for House Bill 2679.
Thank you. Representative Krieger moves House Bill 2679, noting prior reference to the Committee on Revenue. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Wisman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Excused.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Yes.
Co-Chair Krueger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. Move the bill. Is there any further business coming before the committee? Adjourned.